That's Wolf Parade, I'll Believe in Anything. Thank you, Bill. It's just gone 11 o'clock here in Somerville, Medford, Tufts University area. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this show is Radio Zeke, and that makes me Zeke Duckworthy for the next hour.
Home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yes, do not drive drunk. Do not do radio shows while drunk. I'm not drunk. I'm not in any way affected by any intoxicant except that of life. We are your freeform radio station. Today, Radio Zeke is very pleased to host someone we've had on before. That would be Eleanor Electra Larson, who is talking about her new EP. Going to get her in here in a few minutes. Right now, I'm going to play a little bit of jazzy stuff, sort of get warmed up for this. This is Renee Thomas, a song called Like Someone in Love. This is off his 1960 record called Guitar Groove. Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Hello there, all you listeners. That is the sound of a live guitar, live in studio. You're listening to Radio Zeke. I am Zeke Duckworthy. It's about 8 minutes past 11 o'clock. And let's see, why don't you grab this other... Or here, try this. Hold on. We have a minor... Is that better?
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah.
Now you can hear it. Okay. Too loud? Too hot?
Yeah, it's too loud.
Better?
That's good, yeah. That's
okay,
good.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, okay, so the sound of a musician making critical comments about the studio setup here, that would be Eleanor Electra Larson, who is my guest. Very nice of her to show up here. She does have a new EP coming out. What is this EP that you're titling?
It's called Comet.
And you're going to play a few songs off that. Mm-hmm. I will just introduce what we heard to begin with. Thank you to some of our listeners locally. That would be Bob Chrisman, Berkeley grad, drummer extraordinaire, who recommended that since I had a real fine guitar player and singer coming in, that I sort of warm up with Renee Thomas, who you just heard. That song is called Like Someone in Love. It's off his 1960 record called Guitar Groove, and that had, on bass we had Teddy Kotick, Albert Heath on the drums, and Hod O'Brien on the piano. But now we have Eleanor in studio. Now, you, like many people who float through the Berkeley orbit, float through. You know, sometimes you're there, sometimes you're not. Right now, I would guess that you are not.
I'm not, yeah.
But that doesn't really mean a whole lot. I think Berkeley is one of these places where once you touch it, you sort of declare, you've planted your flag, and that means that you're a serious musician. So it's my great pleasure to have Eleanor Electra play this song live. This is called Comet.
The world flutters by my eyes in stop motion. I don't know how our little now is in such bad condition. As seas heave and crack and swallow ya hollow, they're chained to the moon and are driven attrition. Mountains blossom, swilling lava, and things come to be at a pace so slow their growth makes no sound, can't be seen, is untouchable, is serene. Like when it ends in a flash of light, it's time to go, it's time to go. A comet's here to see you off. It's time to go, it's time to go. A comet's here to see you off.
Wow. Did you write that about a particular comet in mind?
It was about the one that ended the dinosaur.
The big
age.
Comet.
That one.
Not Comet Kohoutek, the one that didn't quite show up.
No.
Do you remember Comet Kohoutek? You'd probably be very young when that happened.
I don't.
Yeah, once in a while comets float by. Did you remember Halley's Comet? That one we couldn't really see here too much, but you heard about it because
yeah.
It was the famous comet.
Yeah.
Comet's here to see you off. A lot of the songs that you write do talk about the circle of life. I remember that song that you have about the salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Eleanor hails from the Pacific Northwest, where you have very large trees and powerful nature, and the Columbia River bar and mm-hmm. the Pacific Ocean and stuff that constantly reminds you that you're just here for a while. But the Earth itself is probably just here for a while, but its while is a little longer. That's a beautiful song. Now, you've got your new EP, which is called Comet, is mm-hmm. coming out when?
On the 22nd of this month.
And you engineered and recorded and did the whole thing all by yourself, I am told. By you.
It was a very simple operation. I did it on a field recorder.
Yeah.
Almost no production involved. I just pressed play and then did my thing.
I'm so jealous of being able to, you know, like play like you play and sing like you sing. Eleanor is one of the really, really fine jazz singers, as you can tell. You have a video coming out too, mm-hmm. do you not? Tell us about that.
Yeah, the video, so the EP and the video were both recorded in the Columbia Gorge. And kind of in the hills, and then the next song that I'm gonna play is the one that pairs with this video, and it was filmed next to the Klickitat River, which is a tributary that goes into the Columbia, and in similar vein as the EP, also a very kind of simple concept. It's just the camera is trained on a tape recorder that's playing the song, and then I kind of wander in and out of view doing things that I normally do by the river, and then at a certain point...
What is it that you normally do by the river?
Oh, I was like climbing up the rocky shelf and then... you know, looking at things and throwing rocks in the water.
meaning you're not looking for the missing backpack of D.B. Cooper and things like that.
Or no.
Just sort of incidentally, that might be.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I don't know what happened to that backpack. But, yeah, so then I jump in the river and swim away. So I wasn't really thinking of this at the time, but I guess the video is about releasing work, you know.
So coming to fruition and setting it free.
And then, because right now all these songs are things that only exist when I'm, or really only happen when I'm here to perform them. And now that they're on record and about to be let out into the world, I can swim away, I can leave and move on.
We'll talk about that in a minute. What is this song that you are about to play? What's it called?
It's called Just Leave It.
Okay.
It's going to require a little retuning.
You have a whole bunch of complicated tunings. Is this what... This was the previous one in a standard tuning? I shouldn't be a guitar geek, but none of them were in standard tunings.
The first one was in standard tuning. I guess I use standard, I use open D, and then I do have... a weird one that I sort of invented myself, and this is that tuning. Please don't break.
That could be a song too, Please Don't Break. Song is Just Leave It, Eleanor Electra in studio. Thank you.
it is, with the mistakes and my signature. What is this I'm seeing? What is this I'm being? In the brightness of my head, is it tidal waters warm and red? Invisible and vivid, I retreat.
Construction sounds going outside, which in a way kind of add to the ambient beauty of that song. That's remarkable. How do you think these things up?
Musically?
I mean, do you sit down and say, well, now I'm going to write a song and it's going to have this progression, or does it just happen and then you fill in the spaces that need to be there, or both?
Yeah, I mean... I'll usually start out with the guitar. My writing process has always been very experimental. It's the same as my learning process. Like, I have almost no formal training in guitar, and so I have learned through writing and doing things that challenge me is a way in which songs are created and which technique is developed. So I'll think of some kind of thing which I find exciting, and then maybe spend the next month or so actually learning how to play it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So play something that you're thinking about now, just like a phrase, like that you picked up the guitar this morning and there's a new phrase. I'm sure you've got one.
Oh, and not in this tuning.
Well, you're going to change tuning. Okay, we'll bother you with that in a few minutes, but... Yeah, it's interesting what you said about just leave it, and how now that it's memorialized, it's not really dependent on you to play. I used to think about that quite a bit. You know, there's so much written material. I used to live in Chicago for a while, and when I was there, I used to go into a the Borders bookstore down near the Water Tower place, a big bookstore. It's not there anymore because, you know, bookstores are gone and Borders has gone bankrupt and, you know, Amazon's taken everything over. But I used to go in there and, you know, sometimes I write stuff and I'd go downstairs and there would be in this bookstore maybe 150,000 titles on the wall. And you think to yourself, if you are a very fast reader, you can't even read 1% of these things in your whole life. So what's the point of adding to it? You know, and then you realize, well, it's for you. It's not really so much for the rest of the world. And then I started thinking about, there's so much music that you can listen to. I mean, you'd never, if you spend your entire life listening just to, you know, the Western canon, there are pieces mm-hmm. that you'll never get to. Mm-hmm. And so you have to have critics, and you have people point you at certain things, and some things bubble up to the top. But the whole idea of memorialized recorded music or literature mm-hmm. Is, I won't say it's at odds or in some sort of cosmic battle with spontaneous performance, but there's a lot to be said for the instant ambient performance, the evanescence of a performance that will never occur again, and there you are, even if it's just for you. Mm-hmm. Enough blabbering by me, but you clearly have thought about that.
Well, yeah, and these songs have a special relevance at the time that they're written, and the, you know, a certain amount of time surrounding that, not just personally, but within my community, and what are the songs pointing to in the world? And that, to me, is part of the point of continuing to create art, that, yes, there's already more than enough than we could possibly consume in a lifetime, but none of that is present anymore, is current anymore, you know?
Because only what you have is right now. The future hasn't happened, and the past is good and gone, as Townes Van Zandt put it.
And we still need people to interpret the present.
Right. Be the feather blowing in the wind. Mm. Yeah. I'm going to play something not by you, but it kind of goes with what you're playing. And it does, it's from a record which I really liked back when it first came out, and I still really like. And it opens with some ambient sound, although this particular track doesn't have it. It's Pat Metheny and Lyle May. She's smiling. Yes. And this song is called September 15th. wonderful Pat Metheny, Lyle May piece called September 15th. That's off the record As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. Very evocative piece. And as it was playing, a huge torrential biblical downpour occurred outside. And that particular record, As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls, is part of it is recorded in a thunderstorm, and you can hear it at the beginning, not that particular song. I was talking to Eleanor during the musical interlude about different things, about, you know, living in Boston. You like living around here, do you not?
I do. I feel like I'm one of the few in my circles.
Really? Most people want to get out?
Yeah.
Really?
It's very, well, I mean, the city is very saturated.
With musicians.
Which is, it means it's a great place to learn.
Right.
Even if you're not technically in school. But as soon as people graduate or they are ready to move on to the next level, yeah, they all go to New York or Nashville or L.A.
I've noticed that about Berkeley in particular is that, you know, there's this steady flow down to Nashville and to New York. Now, Jacob Mathias, who is on not the EP that you're hyping and, you know, hoping to sell many copies of. By the way, how can people get your music? Please tell us.
It's going to be available on Bandcamp, and I'll have also CDs.
What is your Bandcamp channel? Spell it out so people who are listening in Germany or England or other places can actually follow you.
Eleanor Elektra. It's spelled ELEANORELEKTRA at Bandcamp.
Okay, good. So that means run, don't walk, and support this artist, who you will absolutely be hearing from, you know, for quite some time. I'm very confident. So you have this EP coming out called Comet, but you've also recorded and have in final post-production stages something with Jacob, and that's an album. That's a full album.
Yeah.
Is that going to be also only electronic, or will it be on vinyl?
We're going to have digital copies on Bandcamp and then CDs. I haven't really thought about vinyl, but the physical copies, I'm a printmaker as well. And so for both of these projects, there's a printmaking project that goes along with the external and inner decorations.
Well, it sounds like the story behind, the band from in and around Providence called The Low Anthem, who you probably know, and their first record. They've got that song, they're probably their biggest hit song, if you can call what they do hit-centric, is the Oh My God, Charlie Darwin, which is a great song. But when they were first doing stuff, they, of course, recorded it all themselves, and they went around and found old cereal boxes and cut them up and made them into CD, you know, sleeves, and stamped them themselves. So there's a DIY ethos here that's playing out. Okay, so now Jacob, you're mentioning, who's a fine guitar player and was with you the last time you were in the studio here at WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Has moved down to New York to pursue his next level, as you put it.
Yeah, we will probably continue to play shows together, but he's moved on to independent projects.
Yeah, you guys played at Pete's Candy Store, didn't you?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Yeah, that's kind of a funky place. I played there, and it's like real narrow. If you've never seen it, it's like an old, I would call it, a subway car that's been converted into
that's
a bar.
Exactly what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, it has like a dome. It's the size and shape of a subway car, and the stage is at one end, and the seats are all on one side, and there's only about 10 seats in there. And so I think the term intimate environment is coined for Pete's in Brooklyn. All right, we'll talk a little bit more. You have another song. This one is not on your forthcoming EP, Comet. This one is not, it doesn't have a home yet.
No, it's very fresh.
All right,
let's
hear it. It's called The Wave. Mm-hmm.
met me.
As unyielding as the rock on which it breaks, I removed
itself as unyielding as the rock on which it breaks. Yes, fitful as a wave, it hurls itself as unyielding as the rock.
Excellent. Eleanor Electra Larson live in studio, gracing us with some real good music that she has just written. It's so new that she actually had to think of the title right here. So now I guess that one's called The Wave, right?
Yeah.
That's a great song. Yeah, and I won't like embarrass you with throwing superlatives your way, but you've got a really beautiful, clear voice. And you know, I see a lot of guitar players. You're first-rank guitar player, too. You play without ghost notes, like you hit the notes. Yeah, have you been told that you play very with great clarity, like Will Kimbrough? You have, you don't make, I mean, it's not making mistakes, but you're not brushing notes next to each other unintentionally. You're playing very, very lucid, clear notes and with great facility, I might add. Eleanor Electra Larson, my guest in studio. To all of the people who are listening around the world, and I know there are people in South Africa, there are people in Germany, there are people in England, there are people in Taiwan, there are people in Tulsa, there are people in Fort Worth, there are people in Jupiter, Florida, New York, all over the place. Hello to you all. And this is why you listen to Radio Zeke, because once in a while we have like real good artists that you just have not yet heard. I'm sure you will be hearing more. My guest, Eleanor Electra. All right, tell us some more stuff. I'm going to make you play a song that isn't on your EP and that you did play before that we touched on, if you can remember it.
Which one's
that? About the salmon, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Can you play that one?
It's been a while, but surely I can remember my own song.
No, I can't remember most of my songs. This is a problem with me. I have to read the lyrics. Once I get going on them, I can remember. But and of course, you know what I play is lapsing back to the Leonard Cohen lyric about the Tower of Song. You know, and he put himself 100 stories below Hank Williams, you know, so I'm kind of in the sub basement. You're way up at the 80th story, but still, I have trouble. Are you going to be playing around here? Can you play at the Haven or anything like that?
All I really have going right now is a featured show, house show.
Mm-hmm.
Feature artist thing, and then the show at Spontaneous Celebrations just played a couple of shows recently, but you know how it is. I oftentimes don't know if I'm going to be doing a show until like a week before. They just happen on the fly.
Yeah, see, this is you know, it's true that there are a lot of really good musicians in and around the Boston area. And it's frustrating if you're a musician, because it means you can't make any money, and you can't, you know, like everybody's really good in Berkeley and, you know, New England Conservatory and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, if you put aside your performing hat for a minute and just go out and listen, it's just incredible what you can do in this town. There's good music every night. You know, maybe not quite at the level of Nashville, but I would say it's pretty close to the level of New York. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, well, that's part of what I love about Boston, although it does make it hard to be a musician yourself sometimes.
All right, what is this song called?
The song's called You and I.
You and I. All right, hit it.
starting endlessly joining in party. Hooked jaw, fish, hooked jaw, don't leave your beginnings behind. A still pain of blue
called You and I. That one is actually on one of your... You have another EP out, do you not?
That one's going to be on the upcoming album.
You and Jacob played that here. I've seen you play that at The Haven. Everyone should pay attention and go to Bandcamp. Eleanor, E-L-E-A-N-O-R, Electra, E-L-E-K-R-A, at .bandcamp.com. And support this artist, who is well worth listening to pretty much any time of the day. You know, I'm just going to shut up because it's a real pleasure to listen to you. I hope maybe if you can see your way over there to the Haven later on, because there is a little scene over there on Wednesday nights. Maybe you'll show up. Maybe not. You know, you never know.
Yeah, I was just there recently. There's a show that I'm going to
tonight. What are you going to go see?
It's a house show.
Cool.
Wait.
Yeah. Anybody who I would recognize name wise.
Anders Olsen.
Oh yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Awesome. Well, it has been a great pleasure to have Eleanor in studio once again. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. This is Radio Zeke. We've just got a few more minutes left, so I'm going to play something off a CD. This is Grant Green, recorded a while ago. It's got Billy Higgins on drums, Butch Warren. This song's his record was called "Feeling the Spirit." It's kind of gospel song, says, treated by one of the greats. And thank you very much. We'll be back next week. Bye.